This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know, usually when you pour money into a machine, there's this this very comforting expectation of simple binary logic.
Right, yeah. Like a direct transaction.
Exactly. Think of a vending machine, right? The mechanics are completely transparent. You put in a dollar, you watch the little metal coil turn, and you get a soda.
Yeah, highly predictable.
It's just cause and effect. So if you were to walk up to that same machine and feed it, I don't know, $15,000, you would expect an absolute mountain of sodas.
I mean, that's the baseline assumption of commerce, really. It's a transactional guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
The input dictates the proportional output. And, you know, as long as the machine isn't literally unplugged, you know exactly what you're getting.
But then you step into the world of digital marketing, and specifically ad spend, and suddenly that perfectly logical vending machine is just completely broken.
I'm totally shattered.
We're looking at a landscape where two completely identical inputs produce wildly, almost infuriatingly different outputs. And that paradox is exactly what we are dissecting in today's deep dive.
It's a massive issue right now.
It really is. We are exploring a fascinating article by Joe Medico. It's from Double Dome Digital Marketing, and it's titled, Google Ads Account Health Audit Fix Your ROI. Because, I mean, for anyone listening right now who has ever stared at a marketing budget and just wondered where the money actually vanished to, this is going to hit incredibly close to home.
Yeah, because it forces us to confront the fact that the invisible mechanisms running these modern advertising platforms, they don't operate anything like that vending machine.
Not at all.
The article really challenges the core assumptions that business leaders have been relying on for a decade now.
Let's start right there, actually, with the specific scenario the text lays out, because it perfectly illustrates this performance paradox we're talking about. So I want you, our listener, to picture this. You run a business, and you are sitting across the table from a peer in your exact industry.
Right, a direct competitor.
Yep. You both serve the exact same market. You use the exact same high-level keywords. You both allocate exactly $15,000 a month to Google Ads. You even decide, for whatever reason, to run the exact same ad copy.
So on paper, it's an absolute apples-to-apples comparison. The inputs are completely identical.
Identical. But the outputs just defy logic. Mm-hmm. Your competitor's pipeline is overslowing. I mean, they are getting high-intent buyers, they're closing deals, scaling up.
And your pipeline.
Right. Meanwhile, your pipeline is just a trickle. And worse, it's a trickle of useless bot clicks and, you know, tire kickers.
Yeah.
Based on everything visible to the naked eye, this makes zero sense.
None at all.
Which brings us to the real frustration driving so many business leaders right now. The text points out that in our current 2026 reality, CEOs just have absolutely no patience left for what the author calls the fluff filter.
Yeah, that term is just brilliant.
It's so accurate.
The fluff filter is that thick layer of agency jargon you get in those monthly reporting meetings when campaigns fail.
Oh, the dreaded monthly meeting.
Right. When you ask why the 15 grand just vanished without a return, you get all this hand-waving about market volatility or some mysterious algorithm update that supposedly ruined everything.
But I mean, algorithms aren't just randomly waking up in a bad mood, right? They don't just decide to be volatile to mess with your day.
Far from it. Actually, the algorithm is making hyper-calculated, hyper-rational decisions based on technical signals you are sending it.
Signals you probably don't even know you're sending.
Exactly. Signals you have no idea you're broadcasting. The difference between you and the competitor who's pulling in all the buyers has nothing to do with the paint job, the ad copy, or your visible branding. The entire game is being played under the hood.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to really grasp why identical ads perform so differently, we need a better mental model than the vending machine.
Right. We need to look at how Google actually evaluates businesses.
So imagine two restaurants opening on the exact same street. They have the exact same menu, identical prices, and the same flashing neon sign in the window. But Google is standing out front, acting as a bouncer, and they're quietly turning away all the good customers from your place and sending them down the block to your competitor.
A bouncer, or, you know, maybe even more accurately, a city health inspector.
Oh, a health inspector. I like that.
Yeah, because the customer's walking down the street, they can't see the city health rating hidden in the back of your kitchen. But Google the inspector can.
Right.
And they are going to actively divert the high-paying, reliable foot traffic to the restaurant down the street that has the A rating.
So what exactly is that A rating in the digital world? The text refers to it as entity confidence.
Yeah, think of entity confidence like a corporate credit score.
Okay.
When Google displays your ad to a user, they basically consider their own reputation to be on the line. They're trying to connect their user with a reliable, authoritative, structurally sound business.
Because if they send a user to a sketchy site, the user blames Google.
Exactly. So they are constantly analyzing the entire technical ecosystem of your ad account to minimize their own risk. If your technical ecosystem signals that you are high risk, Google isn't going to ban you. They're just going to restrict your access to their premium users.
But they'll happily take your money to show your ad to bots and low-intent scrollers.
Oh, they absolutely will, without hesitation. Which is why the author stresses that the ultimate goal here is moving past the fluff to a transparent dashboard that proves a very simple equation.
Which is?
I spent X dollars and I made Y dollars. To get there, you just have to stop worrying about the ad copy and start fixing the engine.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the source material breaks down the physical chronological journey of how an ad account builds or destroys that entity confidence.
Yeah, the life cycle of a click.
Exactly. Let's follow the life of a click. The very first thing that happens after someone clicks your ad is they hit your landing page. The text focuses heavily on the landing page quality score and a concept called information gain. Now, I'm going to stop here and push back on this because it feels completely counterintuitive.
Really? How so?
Well, the golden rule of a landing page for like the last 10 years has been friction reduction. Keep it incredibly simple.
Just get the lead.
Right. You want a big headline, a few bullet points, and a giant form to capture the email. You don't want them reading a novel, you just want them converting. Why would Google care about anything else on that page as long as the ad matches the offer?
I get why you'd think that, because that strategy used to work. But it's actually a massive trap in today's ecosystem.
A trap?
Yeah, Google actively penalizes pages that lack information gain.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
Well, when their web crawlers hit your landing page, they aren't just checking to see if your keywords match anymore.
Yeah.
The AI is doing full semantic analysis. It's actually reading the depth of the content.
Right.
If it sees a cookie-cutter template with a thin data capture form and no unique authoritative insight, basically no real value being added to the user search journey, Google considers that a fundamentally poor experience.
So they punish you for being too simple.
They punish you for not being helpful.
Right.
If your page is thin or if the load time is sluggish, you're immediately hit with a technical tax.
A technical tax. Okay, walk me through the actual mechanics of that. How does that physically drain my $15,000 budget faster than my competitors?
It all comes down to the auction math behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Google determines your ad rank by multiplying your bid by your quality score.
Oh, okay. Keeping up so far.
A healthy account, according to the audit parameters in this article, maintains a quality score of 8 to 10 out of 10. But an at-risk account, one with that thin, unhelpful landing page we just talked about, usually sits at a dismal 3 to 5.
Let me do the math on that real quick. If my competitor has a perfect 10 and I have a 5, I literally have to bid twice as much money just to tie with them in the auction.
Yes. You are paying double for the exact same placement on the page.
That is brutal.
And it gets worse because the punishment compounds. To preserve their user experience, Google's AI starts directing all its highest intent buyers to the competitor with the 10 quality score, because they are the one providing real information gain.
And what do I get?
You are left paying premium prices for the absolute worst traffic Google has to offer.
Ah, so that perfectly explains the guy in our paradox getting all the tire kickers. He's bleeding budget before the user even fills out a form.
Exactly. The game is rigged against him from the start.
But let's follow the journey forward. Let's say, against all odds, someone does fill out the form. The text highlights what happens next, focusing on audience signal richness and the accuracy of your conversion data.
What's fascinating here is how your historical data entirely dictates your future option success.
Right.
The machine learning algorithm isn't magic, right? It requires a massive volume of accurate signals to recognize patterns. It needs to know exactly what a buyer looks like for your specific business.
But the article issues a massive warning right here about how businesses completely sabotage this feedback loop. They call it the danger of the black box.
Oh yeah, the black box.
And this happens when your tracking is, quote, rented from a proprietary agency system.
This is perhaps the most common and honestly most destructive technical flaw we see in the entire digital space right now.
Okay, break the mechanism down for me. Let's say I hire an agency to run my ads. They set up the tracking, Why does it matter if they use their system or my system? I just want the leads.
Well, it matters because when an agency sets up their own proprietary tracking mechanism, so their own pixels, their own third-party tags, they're hoarding all the raw data on their end.
Okay.
When a user clicks your ad, navigates your site, and fills out a form, that rich behavioral data goes directly into the agency's container.
And what does my Google Ads account get?
Your ad account might get a basic delayed ping that just says, you know, a conversion happened, but it gets none of the contextual depth, none of the rich signals.
So my ad account basically only gets the receipt while the agency gets to keep the entire shopping history.
That's a great way to put it, actually. And the text warns that under these conditions, Google's AI is essentially flying blind.
Right.
It doesn't know which keywords drove the highest value over a 6-month period. It can't differentiate between a highly qualified lead and just a bot that randomly filled out a form, because the tracking is completely fragmented.
The phrase flying blind with your budget really stood out to me in the text. You are paying Google $15,000 a month to learn on your dime over and over again. But because the learning is trapped in an agency's black box, your account never actually reaches a phase where it can scale.
No, it never can.
You're just spinning your wheels.
It's really the difference between building equity in a house and renting an apartment.
It's a good analogy.
Right. If you own your clean first-party data, every single click and conversion builds equity in your Google Ads account.
Yeah.
AI gets smarter, your costs go down, your targeting just naturally improves.
But if I'm rent...
If you are renting your tracking through a third-party black box, you walk away with absolutely nothing if you decide to leave that agency. Your account basically has amnesia.
That is a terrifying reality check for a CEO. I mean, you think you are investing in growth, but you're actually losing all the compounding intelligence you should have been gathering all year.
Exactly. It's lost opportunity cost on a massive scale.
And that compounds over time into the final piece of the puzzle that the article talks about, which is account trust and history.
Right. Because Google's AI looks at the macro picture. It actively rewards accounts that have a consistent history of high-performing, policy-compliant campaigns that are fed by clean data.
So it's not just a snapshot.
No, it's not just evaluating what you were doing today. It's looking at your multi-year track record.
Bringing it back to the health inspector analogy from earlier, if a restaurant has maintained an A rating for 5 years straight, the inspector trusts them implicitly.
Exactly. They don't need to scrutinize every single dish coming out of the kitchen.
Yeah. But if another place just opened, or if they have a history of health code violations or, you know, in our case, policy violations, messy tracking and bad landing pages, the inspector is going to bottleneck everything.
Yep. Your historical data ecosystem is either your greatest asset, acting as a massive multiplier on every dollar you spend, or it is your heaviest anchor, just dragging your performance down, no matter how brilliant your ad copy is.
Okay, so understanding these physical mechanics, the landing page, the data loop, the account history, that is all crucial. But we really have to apply this to the broader landscape the article sets up.
The big picture.
Right. We are looking at the realities of 2026. This isn't the internet of 10 years ago where people just click through 10 pages of blue search links. How does mastering this entity confidence change our ultimate objective as a business?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the entire goal of digital marketing has fundamentally shifted. The source material points out that right now, in 2026, you don't just need more website traffic. The ultimate objective is to become what they call the preferred answer.
The preferred answer. Meaning, when AI synthesis engines like Google Gemini or ChatGPT are asked a complex question by a high-intent client, they don't just give the user a list of 10 options anymore.
Right. Users don't want options. They want answers.
Exactly.
Oh.
The AI naturally synthesizes the data and recommends your specific business over everyone else.
We are in what the article terms the AI slump. The way consumers interact with information has completely changed. They are asking AI to do the heavy lifting of researching and synthesizing the best options for them. And so, how does an AI engine decide who the absolute best option is?
It definitely doesn't look at who has the cleverest slogan. It looks at entity confidence.
It looks at the math. It looks at your quality score, your data integrity, your information gain, your historical trust signals.
All the technical underpinnings.
Exactly. If you have those foundational elements dialed in, you become the obvious choice to the machine. You become the preferred answer.
But what if you are listening to this right now and the realization is just slowly sinking in? You're thinking, oh no, I am the C restaurant. I have terrible data history. I've been renting my tracking from an agency for 3 years. My ad account is just full of bot clicks.
Panic sets in.
Total panic. How does a business with a fundamentally leaky engine actually recover from that? Is the account permanently poisoned? Are they just doomed to start over from scratch?
They aren't doomed. But it absolutely requires a structural overhaul. You can't just tweak a few settings. The source material details a very specific recovery process.
Okay, what's step one?
The first step is triage. You have to stop the bleeding by installing a zero-waste filter.
What does that actually look like in practice?
It means aggressively weeding out the fluff. You implement strict technical filters to block the known bot traffic, the click farms, and the low-intent regions that are basically confusing your algorithm.
Yeah.
You just have to stop feeding the machine garbage data.
Right, because if the AI thinks bot behavior is what you want, it will just go out and find more bots.
Precisely.
You have to break that cycle violently.
You do. And then step two is recalibrating your conversion signals. You have to sever ties with that rented black box tracking. You establish a transparent, owned dashboard using strictly first-party data.
So owning your own house.
Yes. You make sure your Google Analytics and your Google Ads account are speaking directly to each other without a middleman hoarding the insights.
And by doing that, you begin the slow process of actively retraining Google's AI. You essentially force it to unlearn the bad bot patterns and start recognizing the true digital footprint of your actual high-intent human buyers.
Exactly. It takes time, of course, but it transforms your ad account from a leaky bucket into a genuinely appreciating asset.
So what does this all mean? When you boil everything down from Double Dome's audit process, it requires a massive mindset shift for anyone running a business or managing a budget.
A total paradigm shift.
It means abandoning that old passive set it and forget it mentality. You can't just write some catchy ad copy, hand it over to a third-party agency, and hope the vending machine dispenses revenue.
Because the algorithm is just way too complex for passive management now.
You have to adopt a system scale mindset. You have to legally and technically own your market data. You have to build a technical foundation rather than just renting your growth month to month. To you, our listener, whether you are prepping to grill your marketing team in your next strategy meeting, or you're just genuinely fascinated by how deeply AI is now evaluating human businesses behind the scenes, this is your key takeaway.
It's all about the foundation.
Your technical foundation, what is happening deep under the hood, is exponentially more important than your visible branding. You can have the best logo in your industry, the wittiest ad copy, and the absolute perfect keywords. But if your data tracking is a black box and your entity confidence is low, you are just quietly burning budget in the background.
This raises an important question, though. A thought to leave you with as you digest all of this.
Oh, lay it on me.
The article heavily emphasizes optimizing your technical infrastructure so you can become that ultimate preferred answer for AI models like Gemini and ChatGPT in this 2026 landscape.
Right.
But let's project this forward, say, another 5 years. If every serious business eventually reads the writing on the wall, if they all abandon the black box agencies, perfect their entity confidence, clean up their data ecosystems, and achieve a flawless 10 out of 10 quality score, how will the AI decide the absolute best choice then?
Oh, wow. That is a wild scenario. When the technical playing field is completely leveled and everyone has a spotless A rating from the health inspector, how does the machine decide where to send the customer?
Exactly. Will a new, entirely invisible metric emerge to break the tie? Or will AI synthesis engines have to start factoring in something completely untechnical, like real-world human sentiment or physical logistics, to make the final call?
Something to seriously chew on as these algorithms evolve. Just remember, the next time you look at a $15,000 ad spend and wonder why it isn't behaving like a predictable vending machine, stop staring at the ad creative. Lift the hood and check the engine. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.